Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Chicago is going to be colder than Antarctica this week as a record-breaking freeze sweeps across the U.S. Meteorologists predict over 250 million Americans will feel the shocking below-zero temperatures of the descending polar vortex. With the wind chill, many cities in the Midwest are expected to reach temperatures of minus 50. Wow. And the former chef of President Obama is paying it forward. Literally, Chef Roberto Mendoza, who served at the pleasure of many U.S. presidents, recently got lucky with a six-figure lottery winning of $250,000. But unlike most, the chef is using his lottery winnings to feed the homeless. Chef Mendoza already has his own program, the Chef Heaven's Kitchen, that raises money to build a cafeteria for a village in the Dominican Republic. Now with his lottery winnings, he'll be able to complete most of the work on the facility while continuing to serve food to the local villages. Such a cool story. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, a new report estimates just how much the U.S. economy lost during the government shutdown.
Hey, that's right, Kristen. The effects of the partial government shutdown continue even though the government is back open for business. A new report says the shutdown will cost about $3 billion in lost output and shave 0.4 percentage point off first quarter GDP, with growth rising at a rate of 2.1%, down from a projected 2.5%. The five-week shutdown was the longest in U.S. history. A survey by the American Gaming Association says Americans will bet an estimated $6 billion on the Super Bowl this year. About 22.7 million U.S. adults plan to place a bet on Sunday's Rams-Patriots game in Atlanta. Of those bets, 94.7% will be illegal. And a bug found in Apple iPhones, iPads, and Macs enables callers to eavesdrop on their friends during FaceTime video calls. The glitch allows one FaceTime user calling another to listen in while the other's Apple device is still ringing, even if the person never accepts the call.
Well, this is a scary headline. So how do customers stop this from happening?
Apple says it will release a software update to fix the issue this week.
All right, good to know. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, it's just January 2019, but a few New Yorkers already have their eyes on November 2021.
Who wants to be a mayor? A lot of people. Mayor de Blasio can't run for a third term, Kristen, come 2021 because of term limits. So people are already lining up. On Monday, City Council Speaker Corey Johnson announced that he's considering a run. Right now, Mr. Johnson, who represents parts of Manhattan, including Chelsea and Hell's Kitchen, is also acting public advocate. The Democrat tweeted, if he runs, it will be a people-powered run, meaning he's not going to take money from real estate developers, lobbyists, or corporate PACs. And even though the legal limit is $2,000, he will not accept any donation over $250 from anyone.
Wow.
So if elected, Corey Johnson would be New York City's first openly gay mayor. But first, he'll have to face a growing field of potential candidates, including Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. and City Controller Scott Stringer. And who knows, maybe Rosanna Scotto. Everybody's throwing their hat in the ring in New York.
Why not you?
Why not me?
Very interesting, Rosanna. And just to keep it moving here, forget naming a star. I hear there's another way this Valentine's Day to show your love will last forever.
Right. Nothing says love like champagne and flowers, yeah. Chocolate. And now cockroaches. That's right.
What?
In a tradition that dates back to 2011, the Bronx Zoo is celebrating Valentine's Day by letting people name one of their over 50,000 Madagascar hissing cockroaches. Now, these roaches are some of the biggest in the world, 4 inches long, disgusting to me and you. So the Name a Roach promotion is open to everybody through the Bronx Zoo's website. And depending on how much you spend, you can get a certificate with the roach's name, a cockroach beanie, or a mug, with proceeds going to the Wildlife Conservation Society. So there's something good out of it. Meanwhile, you know, as a lifelong New Yorker, we live with cockroaches. I don't want to see them on Valentine's Day.
All right, Rosanna. Always a good time. Thank you. All right, well, a new study says electric scooters are sending some riders to the ER. Researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles, studied injuries in hospital emergency rooms from scooters. Startups like Bird and Lime rent electric scooters in more than 50 U.S. cities. They can hit speeds of up to 15 miles per hour. The most common rider injuries were from falls. 10% had collided with an object. 8% had been struck by a car or bike. 40% of them had head injuries. 32% had fractures. More than a quarter had cuts, bruises, or sprains. 12% of injured riders had been drinking. Just 4% of them were wearing helmets. In a statement, Bird said the injuries represent less than 1% of all scooter rides. Lime said the safety of our riders and the community is our number one priority. The study's authors say they're not against scooters. They just want them to be used safely. And remember to always wear a helmet. Okay, forget Destiny's Child, the Spice Girls, or even the Supremes. The latest girl group making waves is Blackpink, comprised of members Jennie, Rojae, Lisa, and Jisoo. With more on this K-pop sensation, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. So, Mike, Blackpink has taken the world by storm.
Well, first of all, what's crazy is the girls have only been a part of this group since the summer of 2016. And then on top of that, they don't even have a full album out, just like a handful of songs, and they're still managing to make history. They're doing that because the music they're putting out is really phenomenal, and they've also acquired a gazillion fans that are obsessed with them. The girls recently announced they're going to do a tour of the UK in May. They're going to hit 5 cities. But even before that, in April, and this is massive, they're going to be a part of Coachella. They'll be the first ever female K-pop group to perform at the festival.
And I understand Blackpink is giving another famous K-pop group a run for their money.
Totally. BTS is no longer the only K-pop group making waves around the globe, and Blackpink made that perfectly clear recently when one of their music videos became the most watched K-pop video on YouTube. It's the video for their song Do-Do-Do-Do-Do. Hit you with that do-do-do-do. It has like over 632 million views, and BTS held that title before with the music video for their song DNA.
Well, no matter who has more views, they're both pretty impressive. Thanks, Mike. And still ahead on Top 30, YouTube is trying to shut down conspiracy theories, and Amazon's new facial recognition is causing a lot of controversy. Let's go straight to the newsroom of the New York Post, where Heather Hausworth has an update on the trial of an alleged drug lord.
Thanks, Kristen. El Chapo, the noted drug kingpin, has a novel defense. He's just too short to whack. That is what El Chapo's lawyers have argued in the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse, where the Mexican crime boss is currently on trial. El Chapo's defense team arguing that the 5'6" cartel king is not tall enough to have been able to carry out the described vicious hours-long beatings of rival cartel members. The leader of the infamous Sinaloa drug cartel has been accused of beating at least 3 members of rival cartels like ragdolls for hours on end with a giant stick around 2005 to 2006.
Heather, do we think this will actually help his case?
In court, his lawyers asked El Chapo to stand to show how tall he actually is. It's hard to tell whether or not this gives the Mexican cartel king a leg up or not. El Chapo will not be testifying. Closing arguments were set to begin Wednesday, with jury deliberations starting as soon as Friday. He faces life in prison if convicted on charges of murder, drug trafficking, criminal association, and bribery.
Okay, we'll be watching to see what the jury decides. Thanks, Heather. We're in the thick of the cold months of the year when you're talking temps, which can mean plenty of colds when you're talking health. So will those expensive multivitamins help you from catching one? Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte joins us now to weigh in. Hi, Paige.
It's a good question, Kristen. Now, I want to say, of course, everyone should check with their own doctor before making any changes in their own diet, vitamin or vegetable. But in a word, no. One word, though, probably not enough for most people. Okay, I getcha. Here's a few more. And you don't have to just believe mine. Charlotte-based Dr. Genevieve Browning telling us if you spend a lot of money on one of those giant horse-sized multivitamins, you're basically paying for an expensive trip to the restroom. In other words, not much of it stays in your body anyway. And if you are hoping to cut down on specific risks like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, maybe memory loss, just go for those vitamins specific to those needs. Leafy greens are good for health goals, too, and bring bonus benefits you can swallow a whole lot more easily than an expensive element that really is almost like flushing that money right down the toilet.
All right, good advice. Thanks, Paige. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Eric Pyburn has an upbeat and bubbly personality. His energy and enthusiasm are infectious. But life hasn't been so easy for the 12-year-old. Eric's already had 4 heart surgeries and is in need of a heart and double lung transplant. After spending so much time in the hospital, Eric became a big fan of Ellen DeGeneres. He loves her tagline, "Be kind." So Eric decided to become a kindness warrior. On February 3rd, he's throwing a public birthday party to spread kindness and raise money for his medical fund. There will be cake, superheroes, plenty of fun, and of course, activities to teach kindness. In our second story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Sean Wilson is an Army vet and former police officer. He created the nonprofit Vets in the Hood to connect first responders to helpful resources like how to get housing, job training, and music therapy to help with PTSD. He said the goal of his organization is to help veterans one person at a time.
Every single one of us has the ability to serve. And when you serve, in my opinion, service equals success.
And in our final story from Fox 4 Dallas, thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, hockey superfan Anderson McDuffie saw his dream come true. The 10-year-old got to form his own hockey team, which he called the EKGs. And then they got to play against the Dallas Stars. Players got their own lockers, uniforms, and lots of team swag. And Anderson scored the game-winning goal for a final score of 6-5. So cool. All right, in the last few years, Amazon has been pitching and advertising their facial recognition system to countless police departments and federal agencies. But according to an article by the New York Times, that technology could be biased. A study done by researchers at MIT says that Amazon system recognition had a hard time determining the faces of females and darker-skinned individuals. This is in comparison to other facial recognition systems released by IBM and Microsoft. The study also says that Amazon's system had no trouble determining the faces of lighter-skinned men. However, it did mistake women for men 19% of the time and also mistook darker-skinned women for men 31% of the time. According to the Times, Amazon said that a recent test of their system found no mistakes of gender in regards to ethnicity. Many lawmakers and civil liberties workers also worry the program can be used to secretly identify people and invade the privacy of many Americans going about their business in public. While many may see the program as helpful in finding criminal suspects or even missing children, for the average person, it's certainly a fine line between privacy and protection. Many people made New Year's resolutions to live a healthier life, but it's easier said than done. So we found an expert to help. In studio with us today is Emmy-winning TV host and author of the new book, Your Healthiest Healthy, Samantha Harris. Welcome.
Thank you, Kristen. Really good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So in your book, you have so much great advice on how to live a healthier life. So let's start. We're both moms, busy moms.
Yes, indeed.
And I know I'm always low on energy, and you have some great advice on how to maximize our energy.
Yes, and I think one of the greatest changes I've found in changing my life to live my healthiest healthy has been an energy increase. And the way I found I did that is by really filling my plate at least half full at every meal with veggies, especially greens. Greens are so incredibly helpful. They have so many macro and micronutrients, but also adding healthy fat into your diet so you can absorb those minerals and those vitamins. So we're talking about nuts and seeds and avocados.
And it really worked?
No, I mean, so much so, so much so that I now can get up at, 6:37 in the morning and go straight through without a lull until 10 o'clock at night. I kid you not.
And it's not a caffeine thing.
Oh, I don't drink any coffee.
Do you love how I'm like grilling her? Because I'm like desperate for this information. Yeah. And I know a lot of women watching are too. So right. I love what you're saying here. Half the plate, veggies, got it. Now, what about exercise? Because it's not all diet, it's not all exercise.
Yes.
You've got to have both, right?
Yeah, you do, absolutely. Now, I know that's one of the hardest things is to motivate for exercise.
Yes.
So one of the biggest tips I have is to schedule it in your calendar just like any other appointment in the day, because that way it makes it a priority for you. And you can start on Sunday, look at your schedule for the week and fit it in. But even just 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week has tremendous benefits. And you don't have to have a solid 30 minutes. You can even break it down into 3 10-minute segments throughout the day. It has a cumulative benefit.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, that's so interesting. What inspired you to learn all of this?
Well, unfortunately, I was blindsided by a breast cancer diagnosis when I was 40. My girls were just 3 and 6 at the time, and I had no hereditary link. And so I wanted to know why.
Yeah.
I leaned into my journalism background. I researched everything I could, and I determined it's what you put in on and around your body that really can lead towards chronic diseases.
You really are an inspiration, Samantha. And for someone out there watching who's going through maybe a health crisis, what advice would you have for that person?
Well, first of all, everything comes in hills and valleys. And you're on this roller coaster. It's going to be a long journey. So expect the lows, but also know that they are only temporary. Allow yourself to feel them, but also know that the high will come. Surround yourself with a good, strong community, and you'll be okay.
Well, Samantha, that is a very hopeful message. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
And don't forget to pick up Samantha's book, Your Healthiest Healthy, available now. Well, under a new policy, YouTube will stop recommending videos about conspiracy theories. In a blog post, the company announced that it'll stop suggesting videos with, quote, borderline content or videos that misinform users in a harmful way. Those include clips promoting fake cures for an illness, videos claiming the Earth is flat, and false claims about historic events like 9/11. The videos won't be taken down, but they may be less likely to play automatically when the current one ends. YouTube says about 70% of all viewing time on the site is driven by recommended videos. YouTube has been criticized by experts who say that feature can help spread disinformation. The policy will be enforced by a combination of human moderators rating content and machine learning tools. For now, the new rules only apply in the U.S. Once its system becomes more accurate, YouTube says it will roll out the changes to the rest of the world. Now let's talk about the happiest place on Earth. Disneyland has a new ride set to release, and they're calling it the most epic attraction they've ever built. The new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will have quite the wait time, not because it's new, but because its riders may be on a 28-minute journey. Alicia Stella, a writer for Disney's blog, says the ride has more than 300 animatronic figures. Riders are first invited onto a Star Destroyer, then taken captive by the First Order. The members of the Resistance, of course, come and save them as they ride through scenes of the Star Wars universe until finally landing on the planet's surface. It also allows riders to stand up against the First Order and come face to face with Kylo Ren. The exact opening date for the ride hasn't been released quite yet, but we've confirmed it will be in the summer of 2019. But for any Star Wars fan, it'll be worth the wait for this dream come true. Okay, ladies, if you need more time in the morning, don't we all? Today's Top 30 steal is for you. We have a Sutra Blow Dryer Accelerator 2000 at a special 80% discount. This amazing blow dryer comes with a diffuser and two flat nozzles. It has a really powerful 1400-watt motor, and you don't have to worry because there's also an overheating protection function. There are two speed settings and three heat settings. Plus, there's a cool shot button, and it's super lightweight, so it won't hurt your arm. The Sutra Blow Dryer Accelerator 2000 retails for $250, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's an 80% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear one A-list couple's wedding festivities just keep on going.
That's right, Kristen, Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas's wedding extravaganza isn't over yet. The newly married couple toasted to their nuptials at a party in North Carolina on Sunday. They celebrated among friends and family in the town of Belmont where the singer's father grew up. As for entertainment, Joe Jonas rocked out on stage performing his hit, Cake by the Ocean. Now this might be the longest wedding celebration ever, but I'm not mad. Keep the party going, y'all. On Sunday at the 2019 Screen Actors Guild Awards, Rami Malek won the award for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Leading Role for his turn in Bohemian Rhapsody. Early in his career, he revealed that he would do whatever it took to get noticed in the industry. Malek said, I used to tape my headshot and resume to pizza boxes, and if anyone seemed remotely in the industry, I was taping them up and sending them out for years. Well, looks like this sneaky tactic worked, homie. Congrats, man. And finally, Andy Cohen's baby shower was an epic housewife extravaganza. Now, Andy is expecting a baby via surrogate any day now, and five of the original housewives, Kyle Richards, Vicky Gunvalson, Ramona Singer, NeNe Leakes, and Teresa Giudice, organized this epic party last Saturday. Now, about 50 or so housewives showed up, as well as John Mayer, who is an old friend of Andy's. I wonder if the housewives will also get to pick a baby name as well. Guess we gotta wait and see. But anyway, that's today's dish. Until next time.
That baby shower looks amazing. So excited for Andy and Headcrack. Thank you. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. You'll never guess how an everyday item could poison Americans every time they shop. Plus, we'll tell you why watching TV isn't a waste of time. It might just save your life. And a rare surgery makes a big difference for this little dog. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.